going to say this as straight as I possibly can. I am begging you, if you're a parent and you've got kids there, that this subject is just too upsetting for your young children. Please get them out of the room or change the station. We urge you to exercise parental discretion.
Hey, Uncle, how much you give me for this radio, huh? Now, this hot little old radio, man, is worth plenty of rubles, man. It's got lots of juice. You got shortwave, police call, boats. Late at night, man, you get out of space. Come on, Uncle, just make me an offer. Now, this is a $100 radio, man. It's got a clear tone. Boy, that's clear as a mother's old bell. That's it. Come on, baby. Show the man your power, baby. Blast him! Give him some of that tone! Oh, man. You radio, you mother!
Hey, Jim, what about TV? You like TV?
What?
New thing, Jim. Television. Oh, pictures.
Yeah!
No pictures.
Why not?
Everything these days is pictures. Pictures and a lot of noise. Nobody even knows how to talk. Just grunt at each other.
Babies that were sacrificed. Forsaken.
I will probably have nightmares tonight about it.
From the nightmares, to the running around the room when they disclose, to the latching on, to the crying and saying, Mommy, 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 don't go out, because if you go out, they're going to kill you. Threats, intimidation, fear.
Now, if you're going to stay cool, you got to wail. You got to put something down. You got to make some jive. Don't you know what I'm talking about?
Well, that's all I'm saying.
You're a bad man.
Rejection of parental values. Unusual interest in books on Satanism, black magic, or witchcraft. Obsession with rock music groups using satanic symbols or references. Rejection of friends. Preference for being alone. Meditation, chanting, use of new vocabulary.
Is it the force of evil? Does it disrupt? Is it a force for everything negative?
There's two kind of laws, honey. One for the rich, and one for the poor.
He sees all and knows all. He's wise. He's kind. He is fair. He loves truth and goodness.
Listen, you screwheads. Here is a man who would not take it anymore. A man who stood up against the scum, the dogs, the filth. Here is someone who stood up.
Hey, buddy. This is a state of New Jersey, and I don't care who you are.
Hello, and welcome to Aerial View for yet another Friday on WFMU Uppsala College, East Orange. I am your erstwhile host, never before described as erstwhile, Chris T. And for the next hour, we plumb the depths of human emotion and psyche. You never thought of this show as plumbing. It is the American standard of plumbing and talk shows. And tonight's topic, as always, people are asking days, weeks, even months in advance, what's your topic? Complete the sentence, men are, at 201-678-7743. And we heard from Mecca Norma with a song called Strong White Male. It's difficult sometimes to be a white male. Oh, there he goes, complaining about the pressures of being a white male. It's difficult just being male. It's difficult being anything. But, right now, it's especially difficult being me. I'm in really bad shape. Physically, mentally, spiritually, in decay. I feel like I've been run over by a truck. I woke up at 1 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday evening, unable to move. Suddenly, my neck was stiff and I couldn't turn my head to the left or to the right. I couldn't move my shoulder. And there was just this pain shooting way down me, down to my toes. And for the next hour, I sat bolt upright on the edge of my bed, wondering what was happening. Was I being gripped by some kind of paralysis, or was this something that I had done to myself? Did I move the wrong way? Did I throw something out? And would I be able to move normally again? I tell you, I still can't move normally. Although I can move better than I could at 1 o'clock Wednesday morning. And when things like that happen to us, we wonder, just what the hell's going on? Is this something that's physically happening to me, or is this something that I've brought about through my own peculiar brand of thinking? Have I thought myself into this pain, and can I think it away again? And along with that pain, there's the pain of withdrawal. A friend of mine said that withdrawing from a love relationship is as difficult as withdrawing from heroin. It's the same kind of addiction. It's more a mental addiction than anything else. And the two and their withdrawal pains are very similar. So I'm going through physical, emotional, mental pain. And here comes some more pain, as if I don't have enough in my life. Hello, welcome to the air.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Okay, how am I going to complete it? Men are usually never going to grow up.
Men are usually never going to grow up.
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to try another men are?
Well, can I say why?
Okay.
Well, I have a specific example. I've been dating this guy for about 14 months, and everything seems great. And he just can't, I don't know what is his mental block that he just, we've been talking about getting engaged. He just like says, oh, it's just, I don't know if it's the right moment. And I just think he's afraid to finally grow up.
And he has the Peter Pan principle?
You know,
you know what the Peter Pan principle is?
Eat peanut butter.
Well, I was going to say men have the annoying trait of eating peanut butter right from the jar. Like, I've never seen a woman who will take a spoon and open up a jar of peanut butter and start eating from it, but I know plenty of men who will.
Well, I've seen women do that to ice cream.
Oh, okay. So your man just will not commit, eh?
In the legal sense, yeah.
Okay, what's his name, if you want to tell us?
Oh, Steve.
Steve. What, is Steve there?
No.
What do you think is the problem between you and Steve?
I think he's just afraid to finally grow up and do it.
How old is Steve?
37.
37. Wow. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
29.
29. So Steve, this 37-year-old relic who's on his last legs as a man, he's lucky enough to have this 29-year-old gal who's willing to marry him, and yet he won't commit to it.
Yeah, and get this, he's one of many, many kids. In fact, I'm afraid if I say how many he is, everybody several people in this area, phone area, will know who he is, and then it'll be really embarrassing. But anyway,
he comes from a large family?
Tremendous family.
Really?
And
he's the youngest, or?
No, he's number two, but sibling number nine is engaged and is getting married in a few months.
So everyone is married before he is?
Yeah, like okay. Number 10 is married too.
Maybe he subconsciously told himself he would be the last.
Oh, no. Oh, yuck. You know, a friend of mine also.
Do you want to marry Steve?
Yeah.
You want to marry Steve?
Yeah.
Can't you deliver an ultimatum, or do you think it's too early for that?
I'm thinking after, like in the middle of January. So you're a guy. What kind of ultimatum would you respond to? That would all men are. Do all men respond to ultimatums?
I don't know. It's like bluffing in poker, and you'll find that I'll be making a lot of analogies and drawing a lot of similarities between life and poker this evening. Men are terribly immature, you know that.
Yeah.
And sometimes if you deliver an ultimatum to them, it makes them back up even further.
Yeah.
And they won't respond to it. But I think the best tact is always honesty. And I think you should say to Steve, look, you know, I am not going to be waiting around forever for an answer from you. I love you, but I won't wait forever. And, you know, I really feel that you haven't properly committed to this relationship. And then that's throwing the ball into his court.
And then wait for him to get weepy?
Yeah. Say, do the right thing here, Steve.
Oh. All right. And another thing. All men are prone to earwax problems.
Yes, that's true. More so than women.
Yeah,
okay, so have I helped you at all here?
A little bit. you kind of echoed other things, and I guess you made me feel good.
Okay.
You make me feel so good, Chris.
Thank you.
Almost as good as Steve.
Really?
Yeah, well, not really. Anyway.
But I'm committed to our relationship.
Our phone relationship.
I won't leave this phone relationship that we have.
Oh, how nice.
All right.
You know, I haven't listened to your show in a while. That's because I'm usually with Steve on a Friday night, but
we're not
together today, so I've rekindled.
You know where he is, don't you?
Yeah.
He's off with another woman.
No, he's with his cousin Jeff.
Oh, his cousin Jeff. Have you met this cousin Jeff?
Many times.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say.
Jeffrey just broke up with his girlfriend about a month ago.
Oh, so they're out cruising. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be doing that. But thanks for calling my little program here.
Thank you.
Thanks, bye.
Bye.
The number here is 201-678-7743. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi, I've got a story about my man.
Okay. You're going to complete the sentence, men are.
Men are not willing to commit.
Wow, so that's two men are not willing to commit in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about your man?
Well, I'm 19.
Okay.
I'm in college.
All right.
And I want my man to commit. I say, you know, you're seeing other men, but he doesn't listen to me.
Okay, you tell him that you would like to see other men?
Well, no, I need him committed to me, just me. But he's a freelancer. He moves around.
Okay.
He's a mover.
And are you able to live with that, or is that something you'd rather not live with?
I'd rather not live with it.
Okay. Well, how long have you been putting up with this?
Around 6 months, 7.
And how much longer do you think you could put up with it? Have you reached your limit yet?
I've had it up to here.
Okay, where are you holding your hand?
Hmm?
When you say I've had it
about
up to
my
here.
Nose.
Okay. What is your name, by the way?
George.
George. George, there's other fish in the sea.
Yeah.
It always comes back to that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what is the this man's name?
His name is Bert.
Bert, okay. If Bert is, playing footsie and you don't like it,
mm-hmm.
then I think you have to remove yourself from that situation.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to have to lay that heavy trip on you, man.
As a fellow man, can I ask you a favor?
Sure.
Would you stick vegetables down?
No. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Opening with Mecha Normal was a nice touch.
Thank you.
I don't know where you are at this point because I turned off your show and turned on the radio, so I wouldn't get yelled at for having my radio on.
Oh, we.
So I'm not really sure what point you're up to now, but you opened.
I'm past the point of no return.
Well, you already opened up the show feeling sorry for yourself, buddy.
I wasn't feeling sorry for myself.
You are.
You know, people confuse me being honest about how I feel with me feeling sorry for
you
myself.
Are just
was I sitting
wallowing
there,
in pity?
Was I sitting
no
there?
Way. You're wallowing.
Was
in
I
pity.
Sitting there going, "Oh, woe is me. I feel so bad."
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Listen to the tape. The tape will tell all.
Oh, gee, I forgot to tape this week's show.
Yeah, I tape
Shoot.
It every week. So
well,
don't
well.
Tell me what I was saying at the beginning of my own program.
No.
I was not feeling sorry
it's
for myself.
Been like 2 or 3 weeks of this now, buddy.
Oh, please,
I
get off of it.
I can't take it.
Well, that's just too bad.
I'm going to come down there and kick your... No.
Well, right. Complete the sentence, men are.
Oh, this is easy. All right. First of all, you know what I'm going to say. Weak is the number one.
Men are weak.
And we're not talking strength.
Okay.
We just... That's number one.
All right, so...
And I think this is more your thing, but into things...
Men are into things.
Like, you know, objects. So
the world of things.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You might be able to kind of expand on that better than I can, you know, being the man that you are and stuff.
Okay, so what else men are?
Pessimistic.
Men are pessimistic. I'm trying to think if I agree with these as you say them. Men are what else?
Slow.
Do you mean slow, learning slow?
Oh, just all around slow.
You mean slow on the highway slow? What do you mean slow?
I'm going to get myself in trouble.
That's okay. Explain yourself. What kind of slow?
Oh, just a little slow on the draw.
Okay.
Right.
Slow on the uptake.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. And what else are men?
Small attention span.
Small attention span. Does that go along with slow or is it...
Yeah, sort of something like that.
Okay. What else are men? Men are...
What else? Oh, selective hearing.
Selective hearing. Okay.
Now, these are all, you know, like you know, father, atypical father things I can think of too.
Now, you're up to 6 things already now. How long is your list?
I cheated. I was a little prepared for this one. I hate to admit that.
Okay, but, men but, are.
Gosh, I don't know. I think I started a pretty good list there.
So that's it? You've run out of steam after 6 items on your list?
No, but I don't want to take up. I'm sure there's lots of people to add to it, or who's going to call up and completely fight against it. Cause
okay, well, let's see if this person wants to do that.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Oh, yeah, hi.
Hi. Are you agreeing with this last caller's list so far?
I don't agree with generalized statements in general. I was actually calling because I was concerned about your body aches, and I thought that maybe that I could just offer some advice. I'm going to school right now for massage therapy.
That's what happened to me. I got a massage.
You know, Chris is single
and
now.
It felt like I was being beat up.
See, you know what happens?
What
if
happened?
You have a lot of emotions inside
you,
like you store them in different areas of your body. So she's tapping on all kinds of pain that you have stored in your body.
And the pain.
And it's actually it's therapy. Is what's happening, and even though it can be painful, it's probably one of the better things that you've done for yourself.
What do you mean? I'm not sure I know what you're talking about because my short attention span and selective hearing have caused me to tune out for a moment. You were saying that this pain that I'm feeling is coming to the surface in a physical form?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Uh-huh.
Why didn't you just say that? I'm going to make a list of my own. Women are circumspect. Okay. What do you think of that?
Can you spell that?
C-I-R-C-U-M-S-P-E-C-T. Circumspect. Thank you.
Wow.
Who was it that left?
She just hung up?
I think so.
Uh-oh.
She didn't like to be accused of being circumspect.
No, I think this is more female callers than you've had in years all at once.
Well, when you say complete the sentence men are, you would hope that there would be a preponderance.
I don't know. I would think men would be able to call up and kind of offer themselves to this topic or defend themselves. I can name just as many women who have these qualities, but that's not the topic today. So.
I'm a traitor to men. I don't like my own sex. It doesn't mean that I don't want to be male. It just means that I don't like other men too much. I guess because I see my behavior in them.
Now, do you put yourself into that category?
What did I just say?
Completely,
misselective hearing?
No.
I said because I guess I see my behavior in them. Do I put myself in what category?
Then what are you going to do about it, though? I don't know. You say that, but I don't know.
Try to be a better person all around? How's that sound? Explore my feminine side.
don't make me answer that.
That would be some exploration, boy. That'd be like the lost expedition.
That's a really scary sight that I think you'd need TV more than radio to do.
TV, okay, yes.
So,
well, let's get this next call. Do you want to stay on the phone and critique?
All right, maybe I'll last through one more, then I'm out of work. So
okay.
Then I go home.
You've lost your job? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Oh, okay, hang on a minute.
I go home from work.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Hello, Chris.
Martha!
Martha!
Martha, I love you.
No, I love him more.
I know you do.
Martha, do you feel loved?
No, I had the flu after I celebrated Betty's birthday from hell.
Betty's birthday from hell?
Yeah, I celebrated too much and then I got the flu.
Who's Betty?
But I had dreams of you and me in a room filled with cream corn wrestling.
Martha, you were just asked by our caller who Betty is. And your short attention span and selective hearing caused you to completely ignore her question.
Betty's my mommy.
Betty's his mom. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Yes.
Martha, do you have children?
Yes.
You really do?
Yes.
Wow.
How old are your children, Martha?
Jesse James is 2 years old.
Just one?
Just one? Just Jesse?
Yes. Say hi, Jess. Oh, she said hi.
Okay, so Jesse is a she?
Yes.
I see.
Oh, okay.
He's following the tradition in his household.
No, okay. She's complete opposite. She's a rebel.
See,
okay.
Chris, here's another thing. You don't get callers like Martha who are women.
What do you mean by that?
Like, all of your kind of wacky regular phone calls are usually men. Women
I'm
don't
a
bother.
Woman.
What are you saying about Martha?
I mean,
mentally.
See, he's really in touch with his feminine side.
I think so.
That's beautiful.
I jump back and forth. I'm like a rubber ball.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Yes, I could touch both sides.
So I've heard.
One hand.
Are you going to break into a chorus, "I've looked at life from both sides now"?
What was I thinking of? The Candy Man.
Okay. Martha, I got to ask you a direct question now. If you were to complete the sentence, "men are," how would you complete it?
Men are candy.
Men are candy.
And all those women who call up and have problems with
their
men?
They're high in calorie? What is that?
No, they're not dietetic. You women should get smart and start beating your men. They like it.
I don't know if we want to endorse any kind of spouse beating on my program,
ouch.
Martha.
Danger,
women against
danger.
Men, though? They should get even.
I think women should be armed, but I don't know that beating men is the solution.
Well, some men like it, and they don't know it.
Martha, you talk this way with your 2-year-old daughter around?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, she won't let me.
Martha, I think I have to move on to another caller, but I do appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye,
so
Martha.
Much.
Good.
Sometimes Martha has a lot to say. Sometimes.
Wow. You know,
sometimes
I feel like I learned that much more about. No, but you know what I mean? All of your stranger phone calls are usually men. Most of your prank calls are men. I don't know how you can sum that up to like a one word, men are.
What does it
blank.
Signify? Is that.
I don't know. Men have extra time on their hands or something.
Lots of extra time in their hands? Okay. I would go along with that.
I don't know. I think.
How about men are stupid?
No.
No.
That's not necessarily it. I mean, there are lots of intelligent.
Men are amused by small things.
There we go.
Okay, men are amused. I'm writing this down on a list at number 7. Men are amused by small things. Do you want to hear the list so far?
I think I have it in front of me.
Okay.
But go ahead, read it again for everybody else.
Men are weak. Men are into things.
In That's, quotations?
Yeah. Men are pessimistic. Men are slow. Men have small attention spans. Men have selective hearing. Men are amused by small things. Okay, so we have.
So you mentioned power tools in the sentence, or?
Well, I think things kind of sums up the world of power tools too.
Okay.
And men are candy, says Martha.
I really wish I knew more about what that meant, but I guess that leaves me to something to ponder on my drive home.
Let me get this next call. Hello, welcome to the air.
Yeah, I have a statement.
Okay.
Men are the changeless content of changing myth.
What
the hell does
that
mean?
Well, myth is our social system, and it's always changing through history.
Changeless content of changing myth.
Men are filled with nonsense. What?
So if the myth is the changing social structure, then the human part, we're focusing on men now, never change. So
I bet you believe that the yellow brick road in The Wizard of Oz stands for the gold standard, don't you? You're one of those types. What does that mean?
Well, I'm explaining it. So that the condition of men never changes, their human situation. But the conditions of that condition change. And the conditions of change are mythic.
Okay, I'm adding men are full of...
Beans.
To my list.
That's Bob Media College.
Thanks for calling. The number here is 201-678-7743.
Boy, oh boy.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
I don't know either, but thanks for calling.
Well, take care, Chris.
Thank you.
I'll listen on my drive home.
Thanks for adding to our list.
You're very welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, the number here, 201-678-7743. Complete the sentence, men are.
Men are fun.
Men are fun. Is that it? Men are fun at number 11?
Yeah, I wanted to know who that lady was. What's her problem?
What's her problem?
She was flipping out on men there.
Well, that's what the show is about, sir.
Well,
get with the program.
Well, I'm sorry. I just turned it on. But is that all you're asking for, men's statements?
Yes.
Okay.
What do you want, son?
Our side, sir.
Don't you love your country?
Yes, sir.
But how about getting with the program? Why don't you jump on the team and come on in for the big win?
Yes, sir.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Yeah, that last caller?
Yes.
That guy, the talking myth? He's called you several times, that
yes,
station.
Yes, I know.
It's Bob's Mediacology. What's that?
I don't know, but I'm really getting tired of the references to the Church of the Subgenius on this program. As far as I'm concerned, people who are caught up in quoting things from J.R. Bob Dobbs and the Church of the Subgenius have absolutely no imagination of their own. And so they plug completely in to somebody else's mainframe and start reeling off things that make no sense to them or anybody else they're speaking to.
So if you're going to call my program and you're going to quote from the Church of the Subgenius, I would rather you didn't. It's really a waste of time as far as I'm concerned. It does nothing but demonstrate your utter lack of originality. Hello, welcome to the air.
Yes.
Yes.
How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm just peachy, can't you tell?
I'm sure. Men are stable.
Men are stable.
Yes. Emotionally stable.
You don't know any emotionally unstable men?
Generally. You want a specific? No, this is a generalization. Men are stable.
Okay. Thanks. Hey, thanks for adding to our list. Hello, welcome to the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, turn the radio down over there.
Okay. Men are addicted to originality.
Okay. Thanks. I'm going to add that to the list. Men are addicted to originality. Okay. I'm writing that down. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi. What's worse, the church references or Howard Stern references?
I think they're equally meaningless and pointless. Hello, welcome to the air.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
I believe that men are the smartest and that they overpower women by a strong extent.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Yes, I believe that men are understanding.
Is this Mick?
This is Mick.
Mick from Lodi.
Mick from Lodi.
How are you?
I think men are understanding.
Mick?
Yes.
That's a great one. I'm writing that down. Men
write that down because my wife wanted another Christmas present.
Oh, really?
She wanted a cordless phone.
She wanted a cordless phone.
Right. Now, I couldn't figure out which was the cheaper way to go. Go out and buy a phone or a pair of scissors.
Uh-huh.
You know? But I'm trying to be understanding about it.
Okay.
You know?
Did you get... So you haven't bought one or the other yet?
Not yet. I might wind up flipping a coin. I think the show tonight is pretty cool. I mean, I can't believe there's so many different opinions on what people think men are, you know? Pretty wild.
Thanks for calling, Mick.
All righty.
Bye. Hello, welcome to the air.
Yes. Yeah, hello.
Yes, hello.
Men are extensions of the left hemisphere.
Can you elaborate on that? That's a little too...
Well, you know, the twin brain idea, the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere.
I'm blanking out because of my short attention span. I'm sorry.
Bob's Media.
Hello, welcome to the air.
I think I'm blind. I have no idea what I'm doing.
The number here is 201-678-7743. I'm going to add something to the list. Men are prone to calling phone-in shows with absolutely nothing to say. Hello, welcome to the air.
You might be doing us a great disservice, could I say?
Okay, men are into hoodwinking women.
No, you're not supposed to say that.
What are you adding to the list, sir?
I'm adding to the list that we're wonderful, we're okay, we listen, we're attentive, we're caring. You know, we're not all, you know, short attention span, selective hearing, although it does come in very handy, especially for the married man.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm adding that to the list. Thank you, sir.
Okay, very good.
Bye. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Men are scum.
Men are scum?
Men are scum, yeah.
Okay, the Valerie Solanas mode, basically.
Yeah, basically, sure.
Okay, so are you willing to back up your statement, men are scum, with any hard evidence or proof?
Oh, sure, definitely. Men basically run the world. They create wars and basically ruin the environment and everything else.
Okay. I'll buy that for a dollar. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
By the way, I have a new tagline for this evening's program. I guess I'll have to wait till the end of the program. Hello, welcome to the air.
Well, now that we don't have any more bodies, there are no more men.
That's true, right?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Hello, welcome to the air.
Yes, I'd like to add men are rational, and if I can elaborate on that, I would say in general only. Women are irrational.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks. There's people really splitting down certain lines here, the basic your basic yin-yang lines. It's very interesting. I was listening to Alan Watts the other night. It's Thursday night, and you know, for a guy who died of excess alcohol and too many cigarettes, there's a lot of things he says that really, really hit home. And he was talking about the differences between men and women, and he said that, you know, that we're each imponderable to the other, and that's as it should be. Because if you knew everything about the other person, well, then you would be bored. So I guess it's going to remain a mystery for quite a while. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hey, yeah, I'm calling in.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you know, for the men
topic.
Let me add,
men are forever drawing attention to themselves.
Oh, yeah?
Based on this call. Okay, what is it you wanted to say?
Well, I wanted to say that, you know, I don't think that that's true, you know. I mean, I think that everybody draws attention to themselves in a certain light. I mean, my girlfriend sure as hell does, you know. So, I mean, people are people, and they want, you know. So I personally don't
But
draw.
That wasn't my statement. My statement didn't begin people are. It began men are.
Okay, all right.
So you have to play within the rules.
Okay, all right. I'll play within the rules.
Let me add, men are always looking for a way around the rules.
Right. Oh, well, I think, you know, everybody is to a, you know, certain extent.
But we're not talking about everybody again.
Okay, all right. Men. They're drawing attention to themselves? Yes, they do. But it's every, you know...
Okay, men take too long to get to the point. That's number 24. Hello, men, welcome to the air.
Men are monkeys, primates.
Okay. And this is something you feel deeply and personally?
Yes.
Okay.
Monkey.
Thanks for calling. Hello, welcome to the air.
Yes, men are not to be trusted.
Men are not to be trusted?
Yes. When?
Why is that?
When it comes to looking at women, husbands and wives, husbands will always tell wives that, you know, hey, I'm okay. I don't look. I look, but maybe I don't touch. But there's something deeply seated in the mind of a man that says there's more to it than just looking. It's always going to be there. Men are not monogamous. Men
are not monogamous, huh?
No way. Culturally, we are. We have been culturalized to be that way, but no way. You kidding? We should be out there. Well,
is this
no, we meaning we? I don't
I'm
think
adding
you're
another.
On our team.
I'm adding another point. Men are into futile rationalization. I could hear this conversation between you and your wife or girlfriend. Baby, men are not monogamous by nature. Don't you understand?
Oh, I know
it's,
that.
It's instinctual to try to spread as many, you know, seeds as you possibly can. And whereas women only have one egg, and it's precious, and they have produce one a month, men can produce millions upon millions of sperm with each ejaculate. Chris, so therefore, it makes us randy.
I think Lenny Bruce put it best, Chris.
How does he put it, Ken?
Men will stoop anything.
Men will shtup anything. He had that routine.
And then he
where
said, mud.
Mud.
Even mud.
Even mud is right. Mm-hmm. He did that routine about the guy who's like in a car wreck and on the way to the hospital, and he grabs the nurse's butt on the way to the hospital, and the wife is like, oh, how could you do that? I mean, you're lying that you're dying, for God's sake. She had a cute butt, you know? And that I think, is what our last caller was getting to. Anyway, the number here is 201-678-7743. Hello, welcome to the air.
Men are beautiful.
Thank you. Hello, welcome to the air.
Yep.
Yes.
Men are Bob's Media Ecology.
Oh, man. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi. Men are really amusing to watch because they think that they're really cool.
Men are really amusing to watch.
Well, you can just say they're really amusing to watch.
Okay.
Because they're kind of funny and amusing and... Not in the sense of humor kind of way.
Uh-huh.
But in just watching their actions when they're walking around thinking that they're really cool. And they're really just making fools of themselves, but they don't know it because they still think they're really cool.
So you're saying, what you're saying basically is men are to be pitied.
Men are ridiculous?
Well, no, not ridiculous to be pitied, and not all men. But you know when you're just walking down the street and you just see a bunch of men and they think they're kind of, well, I guess if you were female, and they think they're kind of impressing you by their coolness, but really you're just laughing at them because they're really amusing.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I have that experience often, and I'm not even a woman. Can you believe it? An empathetic experience?
Well, I can believe it because you just seem like an empathetic kind of guy.
Why, thank you.
And I guess that's about my contribution.
Thanks for calling.
Well, no problem.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Men suck. Bunch of guys.
I'm writing that down. At number 30, men are suck. Because it's supposed to be men are, Ken. So it'll have to be men are suck. Hello, welcome to the air.
Yeah, are we going to get a chance to rip up women like later on this week?
That may be a future show. I mean,
that would be great because I
believe in the
FCC's. Just get to call in and like take shots at men here.
I believe in the FCC's policy of, you know, fair balance and all that.
I think there should be. Is there going to be like on a 7-second delay next Wednesday?
Ken would have to answer that question.
Ken?
No, I don't think so.
All right, well,
no, I think it's going to be more like what's your favorite ice cream or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well,
think of 7-second delay as...
Men are made of oatmeal, and I'm not wearing any pants, so bye.
Okay, thanks.
An analogy is this show is like the 60 minutes, and the 7-second delay program is like hard copy. How would that be for an analogy? It's sort of the lighter...
A great analysis. I'm going to go call that guy back.
Okay.
Excuse me.
It's sort of the lighter side of phone-in shows at WFMU. Hello, welcome to the air.
Yes.
Yes.
Men are willing to deal with women.
Uh-huh. Men are willing to deal with women.
With women and their emotional personalities.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
I wonder if there was a flip side to that statement. Hello, welcome to the air.
Men have the potential to be human beings.
Men have the potential.
Definite potential.
But more often than not, they end up being primates, like an earlier caller said?
Yes, they walk a lot finer line between the two, let's say, than women do.
It's the naked ape crap, like Desmond Morris, you know?
I guess you could say that.
Okay, thanks for calling.
No problem.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Yeah,
hello, please. hello. No. Hello, welcome to the air.
Yeah.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Men are a dying breed.
Oh, that's like a perfume commercial now or something, isn't it? Men are back? The English leather commercial?
No, men are a dying breed.
Men are a dying breed. What makes you say that, sir?
Well, I just feel that they are becoming more rare.
Thank you. Hello, welcome to the air.
Men are more likely to shoot up the joint.
That's a really, that's a statement that I can agree with. Men are far more likely to shoot up the joint.
Hey, what about Eileen Wuornos?
Who was that, Ken?
That female serial killer.
Well.
That one female serial killer.
Oh, that one. Where there's one. Where there's one, there's plenty more.
Where there's one woman, there's about 100 men.
And they made the TV movie of the week about her and not the other 15,000 guys that run Berserk every year.
Exactly.
What are you trying to say, Ken?
Huh?
You trying to say it's not true, this statement?
No.
Okay.
Men are confrontational.
I'm with you 1,000%.
Okay. So okay. Let's go buy some guns.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Hey, that man that shot up that train, apparently he went through the 15-day California waiting period. Did you hear that?
Yeah, well, that guy, he was a disgruntled serial killer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it a race thing? Was it? I heard someone say that he basically didn't like white folks and he wanted to shoot up a bunch of white people.
He also, you know, he didn't like anybody.
He didn't like anybody, huh?
He was hung up on racism and he had notes all over his body. not on his skin. I mean, he was carrying pieces of paper in like every pocket.
Remember to shoot up the 530 out of.
He said like reasons for doing this, and he said like racism of New York Police Department.
So why didn't he go shoot up the New York Police Department? Why is he shooting up a train full of innocent commuters on their way home?
Because they were racist. He had a bad experience. What happened is he had a bad experience on the train.
Oh, really?
Where he was bothering some woman who wanted to sit down next to him or something, and then they escorted him off the train.
Right.
So he had a grudge against the train.
He had a grudge against the train, and he decided rather than shoot the train, he would shoot the passengers.
No, he had a grudge against people on the train and, you know, the people who had escorted him off the train. And
you know more about this than
I do. He was a disgruntled serial killer. He decided to move into the mass murder field.
Man or disgruntled, I'm adding that to the list based on Ken's recommendation. Hello, welcome to the air.
Yes, hi.
Yes.
Men are utterly confused.
Men are utterly confused.
Yes. We just sometimes don't know what to do in some situations.
What do you mean? I don't know what you're saying.
Well, you know, sometimes... Like,
what are you trying to say?
You're starting to start a relationship with a girl.
Ken, what should I do next?
What?
I don't know what to do next now.
Exactly.
You stumped me. Men are what?
Utterly confused.
Oh, yes. Where am I?
Your short attention span, huh?
Thank you. Hello, welcome to the air.
Oh, you're a show.
Thank you. Hello, welcome to the air.
Yep.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, welcome to the air. Oh, I'm just getting really itchy tonight. Hello, welcome to the air. Turn the radio down.
Yeah, I just did. Men.
Men are liars.
You
didn't turn down your radio.
Yeah, it's turned down.
Okay.
I can't hear it at all.
All right.
Men need to take out their frustrations by beating somebody up, either verbally or physically, when they break up.
Men are... That's a long thing. Can you condense that statement? Men have misdirected anger? How would that be?
Yeah, there you go.
Men have misdirected anger.
But everybody has misdirected anger.
Yeah, but theirs takes a violent form.
But we're not talking about everybody again, Ken. Would you say the same thing about women? Would you say women have misdirected anger?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
That's next week's show. You have to save that. Okay, thanks for calling, sir. Hello, welcome to the air.
Men are horny. Men are very horny.
Men are very...
And you speak from experience.
Yes, I do.
Thank you for calling. Hello, welcome to the air.
Men like to describe things.
You're right about that, boy.
Bob's
and men
media.
Love to give directions.
Bob's Media Ecology.
Thank you. Men like to describe things.
Man, that Bob's Media Ecology guy is pathetic.
Hello,
I'm convinced Ivan Stang was right now.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Men have hairy nipples.
Okay. It's not men have, it's men are. Complete that statement. Men are.
Men are misunderstood.
Okay.
And also more...
Hello, welcome to the air.
Men are just fine, okay?
Men are just fine.
Yes.
And what are you basing that statement on?
My husband.
Really?
Over 10 years.
Okay, so you like your husband?
Yeah.
Why?
What do you mean, why? I mean, I'm just
I'm asking you.
Here.
I'm asking
come
you.
On. You got all these nuts clowns, you know, just putting a bad name to men.
Men are forever pressing the point.
I'm asking you a question. Yeah, what?
Okay, so what? I mean, your husband's listening to the radio right now, right?
I'm not sure.
Well, don't you think he'd like to hear something positive about himself for a change?
I think men should hear something positive about themselves.
And that is, men can fix things. Men are good at fixing things.
Hey, I fix things.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Okay, thanks, bye. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hello, yes, Chris.
Yes.
Are you a fan of The Simpsons?
Yeah, I am.
All right, let's talk about Homer Simpson.
What about him?
Okay, I think he's great. I love him.
Favorite character?
On the show?
Yeah.
Yeah. By far, he's great. He personifies the father clown, you know, philosophical.
The father as clown. That sounds like a course they could teach.
Yeah.
Doesn't it, Ken? You could assemble a lot of material on the father as clown. There's tons of
it. Oh, yeah, the father is often portrayed as a sap, as a bumbling bumbler.
Right, that's Homer.
Yeah.
Right.
And another thing about
he
Homer.
He is the epitome of bumbling.
I like Mr. Burns.
Mr. Burns,
he's my favorite.
Yes.
There's another male, white male corporate guy, which is the direction I wanted to go in.
Okay.
Because, can I twist it around and maybe say white men are?
You're speaking from your own experience, I take it, right?
Okay, I'm sorry. Corporate white men are.
Wow. Okay, so you've now prefaced this statement, and what comes next?
They're selfish, and they have a stranglehold on beauty, environment, and money is...
What does your dad do?
Well, he's a retired fire chief.
Uh-huh.
So he's... you know, but still.
So they have like red collars, right? Or
yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't know if you're agreeing or not, but I'm a Rush Limbaugh hater. I hate that pumpkin-headed guy. I want to take a hatchet, chop off his pumpkin head and smash it.
Right, I think that fat pig, I think, is what you're trying to say, right?
Rush Wimbag, as we call him on this program.
Yeah, well, I guess you're fans of him if you're not agreeing with me that this
yes, you're
corporate
right.
America.
It would only make sense.
It follows that we're fans of him if we don't agree with you.
Well, what about white corporate America?
I've had enough of that sentence, white corporate America. Okay, Ken, out of that experience, can we write that men are into loyalty? Or I mean, it's either you're with me or you're against me, right?
Yeah.
There's no middle ground.
Yeah.
Men have no middle. Men are not into middle ground.
Men are into a black and white
men
vibe.
Men are into black and white. Okay. So you're either for me or against me. Hello, welcome to the air.
It's me.
Okay. Hello, welcome to the air.
Yeah, men are Ivan Stang.
Okay. Hello, welcome to the air.
Yes, men are lost.
Men are lost. Thank you. The phone number here is 201-678-7743. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi. This is sort of an obvious one, and it's true of women, too, but I think it's more true of men, that men are afraid.
Men are afraid.
Of many, many things. Most definitely they're afraid of women.
They're prone to fear. You think they're afraid of women, huh?
Well, don't you?
I don't know about that.
I think so.
Yeah.
Are you afraid of women, Ken?
Very.
Yeah.
Terrified.
Yeah, right.
I'm afraid of doing that. I was so afraid. Look what I did.
But what
do you think men are afraid of about women?
Well,
because I don't know if we're afraid of the same things.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to use, you know, psychological terms. But, I mean, like your earlier callers were saying they're afraid of commitment.
Mm-hmm.
So they're, and it seems to be true. I've noticed a lot that, you know, even men, they're really in love with a woman, and they still don't want to get married.
Right.
And I mean, I can't understand.
But that's
that.
not being afraid of women.
It's afraid that the woman wants something from them. They're afraid of this. I think they're brought up like that.
I think that's fear of dying more than fear of women, the fear of commitment.
Yeah, I think Ken's on to something because I know I have a really unbelievable fear of aging because
yeah.
the white male corporate society is so into youth culture.
Who am I talking to? Am I talking to the last caller or am I talking to Chris?
I was going to say they're so into youth culture
but
aging in this society is something that is supposed to be done like out of sight and is not really respected.
Yes, but isn't this something that's much more fearful to women than it is for men? I mean, when men age, they're considered sexy and powerful.
Right, right. Isn't that great?
When women age, they're invisible.
I know. I love that. The more wrinkles we get, the better we get.
Right, right. The hotter you get. But with women, you know, it's just exactly the opposite.
Yeah, you're over the hill at 25.
Well,
I don't think
25.
27. Okay.
Well, maybe. But
no, but I think the fear of commitment is I think it's more like that's the fear of aging and the fear of death.
And it's also they have, you know, they've been brought up to feel as if they need, you know, they're going to be providing for someone, that they need to make, you know, a certain amount of money.
Men are into money.
Yeah.
But you know,
so
what
they're afraid of this responsibility at the same time. I mean, they feel like they have to do it.
What, how do you mean? I'm not sure I know.
Well, I don't think I'm explaining myself very well, but you know, they feel that they have this role where they're going to have to get a good job and they have to make a lot of money and it's a lot to have to live up to.
But it's very limiting, and both sexes tap into that whole thing.
Right, they do. It's true.
And women, I've met a lot of women who, you know, they seem to think that they're of a different sort of generation than their parents and mothers, but they fall really easily into the whole idea
right.
of men as providers.
Right, right. It just
and it's a trap that it's difficult for. Hey, look at me getting serious for a minute, Ken. Can you believe it?
Oh, sorry, I wasn't paying.
I know.
It's your short.
I wasn't paying attention.
It's your short attention span. And where was I going with this? I ran right off the track.
Well, I don't know. Maybe,
but you know what I'm saying.
You were just talking off the top of your head.
Oh, let's just watch some football. I'm sick of this whole thing.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
You know what men are afraid of about women? Performing.
They're afraid of.
You mean in bed?
In bed and in lots of other ways also.
Yeah. They're also afraid of women, like I've noticed with men. It's where, and women are afraid of this too, though, that they're afraid of feminists. I don't know, you know, I would think that most women would consider themselves feminists. And, you know, women won't even say that word, like it's a dirty word now. And men are certainly afraid of feminists, as if they think that, you know, if you want to strive for legal equality, that you want something from them. I like the whole idea.
I think it's very freeing, actually. I would like to meet somebody who didn't think along traditional lines and thought that men are wage earners and car fixers.
But you don't meet a lot of women like that?
No.
Huh. No, I'm surprised because of all the people people that I know.
Well, you know what goes on a lot, especially like I know at FMU, is like the whole the PC backlash, and you know, it's so hip to be, you know, anti-PC and anti-feminist and, you know, anti all those things.
Yeah, I don't really understand it at all. I don't really understand what's negative, but I know that for men, that, you know, you mentioned the word feminist, and they just get all flipped out. Like, they don't even know what you're talking about. I think it's...
Equality for all sexes. That's what I say, damn it.
Me too.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Yeah. Yes. Men
that's
are...
right. Drag us right back down. And
made okay. of cheese?
Thank you. I knew that was coming. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi, am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Hi. I wanted to clarify a term. The woman that was just on and was saying men were afraid.
Right.
It's called men are afraid of engulfment, which is a fear of intimacy. She didn't know how to phrase it, so I figured I'd coin it for you. When you said they're afraid of commitment, it's called they're afraid of engulfment.
Engulfment?
Engulfment.
Ken just rolled into a ball when you said that word.
Isn't that great?
He's in a fetal position.
It's all got to do with a fear of intimacy.
Wait a minute, let me try it
again. She was trying to get when
let
she
me try
said
it again.
Afraid.
Ma'am, he just straightened out. Let me try it again. Engulfment.
Engulfment.
Oh, look at that. It's like one of those people that have that falling down disease.
So,
mommy.
Ken goes into a fetal position and completely tucks up.
So men are afraid of engulfment.
Engulfment.
It's got to do with the fear of intimacy.
I'm afraid of Gulf stations.
Well, I wanted to clear that up because I think what she was getting at when you were saying afraid of women, now they're afraid of engulfment or fear of intimacy.
My father owned a Gulf station. It's significant somehow.
And the other one, when the girl was talking about the guys that were, when she went walking down the street and seeing how cool they were,
yeah.
She could have summed it up by saying men are fools.
Men are fools.
She said, you know, they look like, you know, they're cool and everything. But my whole term was, I just wanted to clear up those two. So fear of engulfment, or men are
don't
afraid
say that.
Of engulfment.
Don't, you said it. There it goes. There he goes
but
again.
But wait, after listening to the program, riding home, and how men were speaking over the phone, and how they're trying to communicate what they thought men were to themselves, my thing is, men are stupid.
Okay, so you're number 50. Men are stupid.
Men are stupid.
Holding
listen to them on the phone.
I have to go along with that one.
Thanks.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Cool, bye.
Wow, this is fun. Hello, welcome to the air.
It's hello.
You want to shout engulfment at Ken? Whoops, there he goes.
No, I don't.
Okay, what did you want to say, sir?
Okay, men relate to each other easier than women relate to each other.
But
we
you're
love
not...
women the most with everything we're worth.
Okay, can you state that as men are? This is like Jeopardy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Men are more camaraderous, I would say, than women.
Oh, that's he's invented a new word on our program.
Right, I know.
Men are more camaraderous. Thank you.
Right, but we love women the most.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Right.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Men are women.
Men are women. Okay. Hello, welcome to the air.
Yes, you got to help us out a little.
No, I don't. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hey.
Yes.
Well, I'm just lining up.
Okay.
Men are varied.
Men are varied. That's... Okay, that's deep. Thank you. Hello, welcome to the air.
Men are tired of overweight women.
Okay. Hello, welcome to the air.
Yeah, men are Bob's Media Ecology.
Hello, welcome to the air. Hello, welcome to the air.
OSHA, the big fat dad.
Okay. 201-678-7743 is the phone number here.
Stick to the first two lines, Chris.
Thank you, Ken. Hello, welcome to the air.
You're with Ned!
Hello, welcome to the air.
Yeah, we become what we behold, so men are women.
I think you've stated that already for the record. Hello, welcome to the air.
What?
Welcome to the air.
Oh,
No, she cat got her tongue.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Hey, isn't it great to be a guy, though?
Sometimes it is.
It's just, I don't know. I don't know why you're complaining about it, though.
Who said I was complaining?
Well, it's like...
You don't listen. With your short attention span and your interest in professional sports...
Shut up for a second.
You were off somewhere watching a professional sporting thing, weren't you? Because I exactly at the beginning of my show, that's what I exactly didn't say.
I'm at work, dickhead, okay?
Oh, good. Go back to work. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi. My addition is that men are apt to criticize women for being overweight when they themselves have big beer guts.
Okay, I'm writing it down. It's going to take a while. Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thanks a lot.
Bye. Hi. Hello, welcome to the air.
Yes, I suck on cow water.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Chris?
Yes.
Yes.
Turn your radio down.
My wife says
Turn your radio down.
Okay.
I'm not waiting that much longer. Hello, welcome to the air.
Yeah, I'll be calling again next week for Bob's.
Okay. Hello, welcome to the air.
Men are men.
I think we should end on that note, Ken, don't you?
Whew. Okay.
It's amazing. A list of 55 things, can you believe it, that men are?
I got to get on the phone myself now.
Okay. Thanks for joining me, Ken, for this special edition of Aerial View.
Thank you.
You know, we can go a little while longer. William Berger's not here this evening. And the phone lines are still going. So
I didn't realize.
I'll give it another 2 minutes. Hello, welcome to the air. The most intelligent caller we've had this evening. Hello, welcome to the air.
Big butt cheek.
Okay. Whew. Well, that was Aerial View for yet another Thursday evening. We'll be back again. What am I saying? Thursday evening. Friday evening. We'll be back again next Friday night. And that's when our program will be something completely different than it was this evening. Hello?
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 What happened? It's over?
Yes, the show's over. What'd you think?
I don't know. I didn't like it.
This is the after show wrap up.
I didn't like it too much. I think.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Chris?
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know if anybody said this because I've been busy in and out of my car delivering pizzas again.
Sean?
Yeah.
How are you?
Hmm?
Sean, how you doing?
Good, good. Hey, have you been playing your guitar more?
Yes, I guess I have.
Well, is it good for you? Are you feeling better about it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, I have one, just the final men are. I don't know if somebody already said this, because I have been in and out of my car a lot.
Uh-huh.
Men are a mystery, wrapped in a riddle, inside an enigma.
I think that summed it up very nicely. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, welcome to the air.
You rule, Nate.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Harry Nutsack.
Hmm. Someone's looking for a Harry somebody, Ken. Hello, welcome to the air.
Yeah, when are we going to talk about Bob's Media Coffee?
Oh, shut up.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Well, men, I think, are just really... They're really...
I've had enough of this. Hello, welcome to the air.
Some men are in the road.
All right. Whew. All right, I will see you again at this same time next week for another edition of Aerial View. Thanks for being part of this program. Good night, and here's the tagline. Good night, and get lost. Ken, do you like that, or good night, now get lost? Which do you prefer?
The second.
Good night, now get lost?
Yeah.
Okay. So, once again, from Aerial View, this is Chris T saying good night, now get lost.